Fiat. March 19th, 1935. The divine will and the human will, two spiritual powers. How easy it is for one who wants to possess it as life. How Jesus does not teach nor wants impossible things. I feel as though swept into the eternal waves of the divine volition. I feel its continuous motion, murmuring continuously as life. But what does it murmur? It murmurs love and gives love to all. It murmurs and gives happiness. It murmurs and fortifies. It murmurs and gives light. It murmurs and gives life to all, preserves all, and forms the act of all. Invests everything, envelops and hides everything within itself, so as to give itself to all and receive everything. O power of the divine volition, oh, how I wish to possess you as life inside my soul, live in you, to know no other life but yours. But, oh, how far I am from this. It takes too much to get to live of divine will. But while I was thinking this, my sweet Jesus, my dear life, surprising me, oh goodness, told me, "My blessed daughter, tell me, what do you want? Do you want my will to reign and live in you as life? If you truly want this, everything is done. In fact, our love and ardent desire for the creature to possess our will as life, to make her live of it, is so great that as soon as our human will truly wants it, so does our own fill the human volition with our supreme volition, to form in it its life, and live in her as in its own center." You must know that the divine will and the human will are two spiritual powers. The divine, immense, of an unreachable power. The human, small power. But however small, it does have its power. And since both are spiritual, one can pour itself into the other and form one single life. All the power is in wanting, and it being a spiritual power, it has the capacity to be able to place inside of itself the good it wants, and also the evil. So, whatever the will wants, that is what it finds within itself. If it wants self-esteem, glory, love of pleasures, or riches, it will find inside the will the life of self-esteem, of glory, the life of pleasures, of riches. And if it wants sin, even sin will form its life. Even more so, if it wants the life of our will into its own, wanted, commanded by us with such great longing, if it truly wants it, it will have the great good of possessing our will as life. And if it were not so, the sanctity of living in my will would be a difficult sanctity and almost impossible. Well, neither do I know how to teach difficult things, nor do I want impossible things. On the contrary, it is my usual way to facilitate, as much as it is possible for the creature, the most difficult things and the hardest sacrifices. And if needed, I put something on my own so that the small power of her will may be sustained, aided, animated by the invincible power of mine. and in this way render easy the good or the life of my volition that the creature wants to possess. And my love is so great that, in order to facilitate her even more, I whisper to the ear of her heart, "If you really want to do this good, I myself will do it together with you. I will not leave you alone. I will place at your disposal my grace, my strength, my light, my sanctity. It will be the two of us doing the good you want to possess. Therefore, it does not take too much to live of my will. The too much is in wanting it. But if the creature makes up her mind and wants it firmly and perseveringly, she has already won my will and has made it her own." Oh, how many things can the human will enclose? It being spiritual power that collects much and disperses nothing, it resembles the light of the sun. How many things does the sun not enclose, while one can see nothing but light and heat? Yet, the goods it encloses are almost innumerable. And it shows how, as soon as it touches the earth, so does it communicate admirable goods. Yet, one sees nothing but light. Such is the human will. How many goods can it not enclose if it wants to? It can enclose love, sanctity, light, reparation, patience, all of the virtues, and even its creator himself. Being spiritual power, it has the virtue and capacity of enclosing everything it wants. And it has not only the power to enclose the good it wants, but that of being transmuted into the good it encloses. So, the human will changes into the nature of the good it wants. And even though it might not do many of the things it truly wants, in the will they remain as though done. And it shows how, when the occasion arises to do that good it wanted, by possessing the life of it, with promptness, with all love, without hesitating a bit, it does that good it had been wanting to do for a long time. This is symbolized by the sun, which, finding neither the seed nor the flower, it does not give the good of maturing the seed or the good of coloring the flowers. But as soon as it is given a chance to touch them with its light, by possessing the life, it immediately gives maturation to the seed and color to the flowers. The human will possesses with indelible characters everything it does and wants to do. And if the memory forgets, the will loses nothing. It contains the deposit of all of its acts, unable to disperse anything. Therefore, it can be said that the whole of man is in his will. If the will is holy, even the most indifferent things are holy for him. But if it is evil, maybe even good itself changes for him into a perverted act. So, if you truly want my divine will as life, it does not take too much. More so, since united to yours, there is mine that wants it. There is a power that can do anything. And on your part, it will show by deeds, if in all things you will conduct yourself as the possessor of a divine will. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight be always continuous in the supreme fiat.